Hello everyone, I'm Flora Bacelar from the Physics Institute of Federal University of Bahia, Brazil. And this work was developed together with Pari de Boietin from the Department of Anthropology of Masaryk University. This study focuses on kinship network of the Xirim Kayapó, as the people living in the Mochan village in the Trincheira Bacajá indigenous land in Pará, Brazil. Previous ethnographic descriptions of Xirim Kayapó kinship highlighted the tension between the movement of husbands from one side to the other of the village's ring as a consequence of the post-marrying residential pattern and the permanence of wives in their original families' houses or village ring segments. In this present study, aims at offering original data from discussing how networks analysis can shape light on residential regimens activated by a Xirim Kayapó village and compare qualitative and quantitative methods, consequently provide insights for the future research. What we can conclude is that toward coherence between matrimonial structure reported in ethnographic descriptions and network analysis, the preeminence of feminine co-residential pattern highlighted by the high value of loops in the house's marriage network, as well as by clustering coefficient, average degree, network diameter, and average path indexes that indicated toward a auxiliary local residential structure described by in ethnographic literature. The presence of the core nodes in matrimonial filiation network on another side indicates toward the relevance of demographic factors in producing empirical kinship network, and the reduced number of original families can be due to the demographic breakdown produced by the contact with the non-indigenous society. The maintenance of auxiliary local kinship model, despite the reduced number of possible combinations as expressed in the network analysis, demonstrates the resilience of cultural concepts of kinship and its adaptability to demographic conditions. Definitely, empirical kinship network analysis demonstrates that the model presented by Xirim and ethnographies is effective in organizing spatial, social, matrimonial, and filiation ties. The second contribution of these studies emerges from the coherence of results obtained through ethnographic inquiries and kinship network analysis that confirms the productive comparing qualitative and quantitative methods from the study of social network. The first methods can provide insight on the local perception, conceptualization, and attribution of meaning to such networks. On the counterpart, the second can provide evidence for the quantification of kinship ties, letting to produce a map of their structural properties, the cultural background of the kinship arrangements, as demonstrated on by the results, indicates towards the necessity of include other additional parameters in the study of low South American kinship network, such as classificatory relatives not discussed in this study. In this sense, further studies appear as necessary in order to expand the potentiality of the network analysis and to promote supplementary comparison between different methods for the study of kinship network and between different Amerindian people.